John Pfeiffer is joining us this morning. He's with the Women's Center. First off, John, it's good to see you again.
Morning, Tom.
You're lucky you get to come in and talk about chocolate. That's something that doesn't happen to people every day, I can tell you that.
No, chocolate is good. I'll also get to talk about coffee. I'll get to talk about wine, which we'll have plenty of there, along with chocolate.
What wine goes with chocolate?
What wine doesn't go with chocolate? I like a nice cab with the dark chocolate, anything.
I guess I must still be a kid. I'd rather have my milk. You got milk?
We'll have milk for you, Tom.
Okay. All right, good. Now, the Women's Center has this annual event, the Taste of Chocolate, which is coming up. It's February 8th. Is that right?
That's right.
And the thing about this is, in years past, John, this has been the biggest single fundraiser that the Women's Center has. And with a couple of years of literally being forgotten in the state budget, the Taste of Chocolate has taken a great deal more importance when it comes to what you can provide for women at the Women's Center.
Yeah, I think what we found last year, of course, last year was an election year, so we had a lot of politicians running for office who became sponsors of it. But this year, 2019, we topped last year's sponsor total. Last year, for the first time, the event raised $40,000. It had averaged about $35,000, and we're well on our way to topping $40,000 this year. We just need a few more people to come buy tickets and bid on the prizes that we're going to have.
Right, because we talk about Taste of Chocolate. Tickets are $40. Can you buy it by the table, or is it just a $40 ticket?
Yeah, I think we're done selling sponsorships, and Laura over at the Civic Center would kill me if I tried to sell any more sponsorships this year, but come to the event, check it out, and if you're interested in being a sponsor for the 21st annual Taste of Chocolate, that's a good place to start.
All right, so what's on the menu?
On the menu, we have wings covered in chocolate. Mm-hmm. We have salad with a nice chocolate vinaigrette dressing. We have mushroom tops. We've got cookies. We've got brownies. We've got pulled pork, of course, with a little chocolate sauce on the side. We've got everything you could possibly want. We'll have chocolate on your tables. You can get a drink to accompany all of the food that you'll be consuming, and get out, check our silent auction items, all geared up for our live auction that starts at about 7:30.
Now, I went to a silent auction last year, and it wasn't Taste of Chocolate, and you know, they talked about their silent auction. When I walked in, all four walls were covered. I was wondering, you see that kind of support too, and you know, because we say silent auction, I keep thinking we need to run down a list of the stuff, because the last time I was at one, I was like, I'm having a hard time bidding, because there's that much.
Yeah,
same way for you?
If you're on the air till 9, I could probably run through everything that we're going to have,
right.
But otherwise, no chance.
That's the kind of thing you look forward to, and you just find all kinds of different things that people are willing to help. So that's going on as well. What time does it start?
Starts at 6. You'll be eating chocolate by 6:01 if you get there at 6, and it goes till 9.
All right, so if you want to get tickets, I noticed on your Facebook page people talking about, I just bought mine with PayPal.
Yeah.
You've got one up at the, now that's at the Women's Center's website, where you can buy with your Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal.
Yep.
Which is $40, as we mentioned. You can also get tickets at the Furniture King in Carbondale, Diane Hood there. Taste of Chocolate for guests 18 and older, I noted too.
Yes.
Oh. All right, let's talk about something else here just a couple of moments. The Women's Center. How many people in the last year, 2018, did you see come through the doors?
Well, through the doors in our four or five different offices, we cover 8 counties. In addition to the shelter that we have in Carbondale, we've got 2 locations in Marion, an office over by the Department of Motor Vehicles. We also have an office inside the Williamson County Courthouse. We have an office inside the Franklin County Courthouse in Benton.
I had no idea you had that many locations.
We've got an office in Harrisburg. We took over services in Gallatin and Saline County about 2 years ago, and every year we serve over 1,000 clients through our domestic violence and rape crisis programs.
Right. Women's Center, got a grasp there, or what, a number on the Women's Center itself? Because am I incorrect of defining that in my mind as a shelter?
It's shelter,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's way more than a shelter.
It's more than that, too.
We have counseling for adults, for kids. Unfortunately, we have clients as young as 9 months old who have been abused.
Right. And the Women's Center is that, said it's the last 3-4 years have not always been easy financially for the Women's Center. I think now that there's another budget in place and people remembered to put you, I mean, because even when some funding came through from the state, the Women's Center had been left out, had been, quote, forgotten, that we forgot.
Yeah, I was happy enough to be the treasurer of the board at that time, and we're in one of those, if it's not one thing, it's another situation. The state appears at least momentarily to have its act together, but our largest federal grant is administered through the Department of Justice, which is currently not funded.
Shut down.
So we're still getting payments. Of course, our grants, we spend the money, then we get the check afterwards, so we're fine. We've gotten our reimbursement for November. December's being processed, but it's important that the feds get their act together and pass a budget and the shutdown so our grants can be administered.
Well, they'll come. It's just a matter of when, and sometimes that can be a long time, as we learned in the 2-year budget stalemate here in Illinois. When it comes to your staff, what are we talking about here? You talk about 1,000 a year, roughly, when it comes to men and women and children that come through the system. But, you know, none of this work, you know, it was a friend of mine, we were talking about radio one day, you know, and he was pointing at the building. He says, it's nothing but walls without people. There's nothing but equipment and walls without people. It's the same with you.
It really is. Yeah, we have over 30 dedicated people working in our 4 or 5 offices, and it's not easy work. This is the victories that we see are few and far between. Our domestic violence program coordinator stresses to her people daily, enjoy the victories because you won't see them every day.
And, you know, over the years that I've worked with the Women's Center and helped women find the Women's Center, and you know what's interesting, and this is really in-the-bottle thinking, you think people know about you, but so often the people who need you do not know about you. And I've always found that, and that I said, because that's in-the-bottle thinking, because I know you, I know Diane, I know about the Women's Center, I've made sure the women were taken to the right location who I found were in horrible situations. And so when somebody, you know, is in a situation, I'm going, well, have you tried the Women's Center? And they don't know who you are. I that's always been an awkward moment for me in the conversation.
Yeah, we serve children, we serve women, and if there's a stigma and a difficulty for women to come forward and admit they're in an abusive relationship or they've been assaulted, it's even more difficult for a man to come forward and admit the same thing. And we serve men. Not 2 months ago, I had someone come into the office who was literally trembling, holding a piece of paper in his hand, and he wanted to see a counselor because he had just driven 2.5 hours to come down and be with his son who had been raped at a party over the weekend, and he had no idea what to do, no frame of reference, and we were there for him and for his son.
And you see this. I mean, there was a congresswoman this week who came out and said, I've been abused almost the entire time I've been married to this man. And here she is, a congressman for the U.S. government, you know, in Washington, D.C.
And it's not, it's you know, socioeconomic background, demographics are no respecter of domestic abuse. It happens to people who look like they're struggling. It happens to people who look like they have everything together.
You got a 24-hour hotline?
We do. It's staffed by people who are on our staff, by interns who are learning to go on go-outs to hospitals or police stations when rapes are reported, and we're there for them all the time.
Are we getting any better? And when I say that, John, I'm talking about the number of people you see, the number of cases that occur. Is there any sign that we're learning to behave ourselves a little bit better when it comes to our relationships in this context? Is there any sign that we're doing better?
At the beginning of our interview, Tom said, make sure you smile because people can see that through the microphone.
Right.
I'd desperately like to say yes to that. I think one problem that I see, and you can relate to this, is when things like this are referred to as women's issues, that tells me as a society, as males, that we don't get it. It's far from a women's issue when the perpetrators 95% of the time are men.
Right. And so what you're saying is, no, we're really not getting any better at this.
I fear that I am saying that. You know.
And see, I think part of this is because I want us to, and I've always wanted us to. I was around this a lot when I was a kid, and I always thought, well, you know what? As a culture, as a race, as a society, we'll grow up. And we didn't. And you know, during the 60s and 70s, it was mind your own business. And then we kind of came through the funnel, and we're through the funnel, you know, in many respects now. But I think I used to think the worst thing you could do to another human being was to make them fear you. And now my mind has changed. It's humiliation. And that leads into this because that's one of the reasons why people do not come and seek help when they need it, because of the humiliating nature. And you may be fearful and forget that, but you never forget humiliation.
Yeah, I think we saw this play out prominently across the nation during the most recent Supreme Court nominee hearings. And I think the thing that got in people's way is that they cannot fathom a woman being in an abusive relationship or being sexually assaulted and not saying something immediately. Many of the clients that we serve have been assaulted years or decades ago. They've lived poorly with that, not knowing where to turn. And at some point, finally something happens where they say, enough, I need help. But that happens all the time.
Well, we rationalize it. He makes all the money. I've got to take care of my kids. I'm going to do this for my kids. There's different forms of this that go on, and this, once again, comes into the socioeconomic aspect. But then again, we just talked about a congresswoman who, same thing, that there's a universal nature to this. People look for help. How's the best way for them to learn, to reach out, to get a hold? Is it the phone numbers? Is it?
Yeah, the
because
best.
Because this is a human element. This is a hug, eye contact, you know, that human contact aspect.
I think the best way for people to get a feel for what it is that we do every day is to call us. You know, a website can only get you so far. It's black and white. But if you give us a call at 549-4807 and ask to have a tour, I think that's the best way to get a feel for who we are and what we do every day.
The Women's Center, locations across Southern Illinois. You've really grown that. I had not realized you had taken over some responsibilities in Southeastern Illinois. That's good to know. We're at 13 degrees right now. We're looking for a high 28 with increasing clouds. I want to thank John Pfeiffer. The Women's Center, The Taste of Chocolate, is coming up February 8th. Where's a good place to go get your $40 ticket, John?
You can come to the Women's Center main location, 610 South Thompson Street. You can buy them at Furniture King in Carbondale, or you can go to our website, thewomenscTR.org, or our Facebook page, The Women's Center, and purchase them there.